Okay, make yourself comfortable. You can sit or lie down. Close your eyes and just relax. As you lie yourself back, you can settle down and begin to relax. And just make yourself nice and comfortable. You can notice the weight of your head resting there on the pillow. And you can be aware of your head relaxing on the pillows, knowing that those pillows will fully support the full weight of your head. So you don't have to hold any stress or tension in your shoulders or neck. You can just let your head rest back, nice and relaxed. And let go. You can relax your shoulders too, because you know that that couch will fully support you. It can take your full weight, your full height, every muscle, every fibre of your being, as you just relax back into that couch, fully supported. Because now is the time for you to do nothing. You don't have to be anywhere. You don't have to do anything. You can just lie back and relax. Your mind can drift and dream as you hear all the sounds around you. The sounds outside. None of these things need to distract or disturb you, as they comfortably remind you that the world is safely still turning. And you can allow yourself a moment to just rest back, relax, and let go. You can let go of any tension in your stomach, across your shoulders, ease off those muscles in your back, down your spine, along the muscles in your legs, down through your ankles, and all the way to your feet, through to your toes. Even your arms and every finger loosening and relaxing, perfectly at ease. Drifting and dreaming with your thoughts, as you pay attention to your breathing, that gentle rise and fall that happens all by itself, and with every breath you take, and with every word I speak, you can just let go. In a moment, I'm going to ask you to imagine certain things. But it doesn't matter if you find you can't imagine all the things. You might even find your mind wandering quite a bit, so that my voice just fades into the background. But that doesn't matter either. The sound of my voice is going to continue to relax you. And it really doesn't matter if you don't hear a word I say, because very soon you're going to feel more relaxed than you've ever known. Imagine yourself standing on the very top of a green hill on a tropical island. You can feel the warmth of the sun on your head and shoulders, and can see the long grasses around you moving slightly in the gentlest of breezes. And when you look down the hill, you can see a narrow winding path that disappears into a small forest. And beyond the forest, you can see the ocean, with sunlight from the clearest of blue skies glancing off the tops of the waves in the bay, so that the whole ocean seems to shimmer and sparkle. You begin to move lazily and easily down the path, with the ferns and the grasses brushing gently against your legs as you pass, and you just catch the faint smell of saltbourne in on the breeze, and become aware of the distant sound of the ocean on the shore. Maybe hear seabirds calling faintly from a long way off. You marvel at the deep sense of calmness and tranquility that sweeps over you as you move on down and down towards the forest, moving so easily, so effortlessly, you feel almost as though you're floating on air. And in no time at all, you find yourself drifting through the trees, their leaves closing overhead to form a canopy, their branches make an irregular pattern against the clear blue of the sky. It's pleasantly cool in the forest, with gentle sound of birds singing, echoing faintly, and the scent of the trees and the undergrowth relaxes you still further, as you move easily into the inviting depths, becoming lazier and lazier with each step you take. You can hear a stream somewhere, its gurgling sound gradually mingling with the sound of the ocean. And as you follow the winding path down and down towards that beach that you know is in front of you, weaving through the trees and brushing aside the occasional piece of foliage, until, quite suddenly, you feel the warmth of the sun on your head and shoulders again, and you find yourself on a beautiful deserted beach. Every so often, a larger than usual wave sends rivulets of water forming up towards your feet, and as they recede, you notice how the sand is washed away from the tiny coloured pebbles, glinting like jewels in the sun. The smell of the ocean, the sunlight on the waves, the sound of the water hissing over the sand. All of these things seem to create a sense of timelessness for some unknown reason. And you find yourself a comfortable position, a grassy hollow maybe, to just sit and gaze out across the rolling depths of the horizon. Trickling warm golden sand idly through your fingers. There's a faint haze which makes it difficult for you to see exactly where the sky stops and the ocean starts. And you somehow know, just by instinct, that you can let all your worries, all your fears, all your cares just drift up towards this large white cloud above you. You can actually see them drifting away from you in a long, slow spiral, maybe like smoke from a bonfire, just spiraling away towards this large white cloud. The cloud absorbs all your worries, swallowing up all your fears and anxieties, and becoming steadily darker all the time, until, just as it reaches its darkest, just as the last part of that spiral of your worries and cares disappears, the sun bursts free, dispelling every one of your worries, every one of your fears and anxieties, to the edges of the universe, leaving you totally relaxed and perfectly at ease with yourself, without a single care in the world. And now all your troubles and worries have floated away from you. You settle yourself down into a comfortable position and just drift off into a deep and relaxing sleep. And while you sleep, you have a dream. You dream you're walking down an avenue of trees, stretching away in front of you in a long, gentle curve. So long that you can't actually see the end of it. But you know that this avenue is in the very depths of your subconscious mind. In the part of your mind that knows just what to do and just how to do it. And as you begin to move along this beautiful avenue, becoming even more relaxed, even more lazy, you realise that time and space are beginning to lose their meaning. And you slowly, the trees alongside the avenue seem to dissolve, leaving you in a tree-lined clearing. The clearing is bathed in a gentle golden light that relaxes you still further. And you suddenly realise, with a surge of inspiration and pleasure, that what you once saw as limits are merely stepping stones to greater success. The sandy floor of this clearing is offering shadows on the wet golden sand, and there are words and images flashing across it too fast for you to see. And you realise that this information is being transmitted to different parts of your mind and body. And you use your mind to will it to stop. And as you do so, the reflection sharpens and the word ready appears in large, bold letters. And now your mind is prepared and receptive to everything I'm going to say to you, and everything I say will be accepted and acted upon by your subconscious. It will have a steadily increasing effect upon the way you think, the way you feel, and the way you behave over the coming days and weeks and months. So starting now, more and more, you will realise that happiness and unhappiness are due to your own thoughts and the way you think about situations. You'll be able to shift your thoughts to positive aspects and look at the positive aspects of living and enjoy every day. You will become more and more aware that if life situations are not the way you want them, you will work to change them without frustration, without anger, without upset. You'll work to change the things that are not the way you want them, but you will do it with a calm and peaceful mind, being at ease and at peace with the universe. You'll become more and more aware that everyone has problems in life, but you'll also be aware that as you become more mature, you can face the problems with a calm mind, with strength and determination to work to improve them. And when you cannot change these things, you'll accept them calmly. You'll be aware that anger and frustration do not help. You'll realise that life is too precious, too wonderful to waste it in being bothered over little things and little annoyances. So starting today, you'll work to change anything that is changeable, that you can change with peace of mind, without being bothered, without frustration, without upset. So now, while you're pondering on these thoughts, I want to tell you a story. Once upon a time, there were two trees growing by the bank of a river, a tall tree and a small tree, and that small young tree, it knew how to wave and dance in the breeze. It knew how to be very flexible, and when the wind blew, it enjoyed changing its perspective. It enjoyed just dancing and moving, moving and dancing. It would see so many things when it changed its perspective, and that the big tree was so inflexible, It used to envy this mortuary, but it was a little bit scared of changing its perspective. It was a little bit nervous about it. So one day it asked the small tree, how do you do that? How do you change the way you see things? Change the way you enjoy things? And the little tree said, well, you must kind of let go. You just let it happen. And so the next time when the wind blew, the big tree really wanted to let go. And the little tree said, you can do it. You can make those changes. No need to be afraid. Your roots go deep down into the ground. You have inner stability. Even though you're moving with the winds of change, enjoying the dance, the inner dance of life, you can allow that change to happen all by itself. And the big tree was so happy, feeling its way into a new way of seeing things. And because it had a new way of seeing things, it also had a new way of recalling things, bringing back images when it wanted to recall the dance. And the big tree also learned, as it got more flexible with its behaviour, its perceptions that what it thought was the horizon was really only a limitation it was placing on itself. And as it danced and swayed and danced, it could see further and further, fields beyond towns. It could even see the sea in the distance. And it was so happy to have a new way of seeing things, so happy to know it could recall new way, pleasant images and pleasant memories. So why not tell yourself that each and every day is an opportunity to feel relaxed, confident, and so much more in control of your thoughts and feelings. And this will happen easily and naturally because you choose to feel these things by using the power of your mind. You'll begin to notice and enjoy the positive changes in your life. And as you enjoy every day, feeling more alive, more motivated, more confident, and noticing just how good you feel in your body, more energized, more healthy, aware of how easily you now function, both in mind and body. And as you now tell yourself each and every day how relaxed and comfortable you feel, growing in confidence more and more, your mind feeling clearer than ever, becoming more focused, seeing any problems for what they are, putting them in perspective, and dealing with them so easily, so effectively, and so confidently. And that it becomes as a pleasant surprise. And you begin to wonder why they ever caused you any problems in the first place. And then you realise that it really doesn't matter because those things that used to bother you are in the past. You just don't seem to bother you anymore because you know you can just leave them behind in the past, where they will never bother or trouble you again. Because you've learned the key to success in life, and that's confidence. Confidence in your own ability to deal with whatever life has in store, day by day, sure in the knowledge that your confidence is building slowly but surely, with every breath you breathe and with every word I speak, until you rapidly become that confident, self-assured individual that you always wanted to be, that you are now and you will continue to be today, tomorrow, and every day for the rest of your life. So as you leave here today, you go forth into the world, looking forward with new and determined optimism. For you are armed now with new knowledge and understanding of the person you are, unique and special, your real self. Confident your own abilities to be true to these values that really are important, and to recognise what is false and inappropriate. Now you love and respect yourself for the person you are. You'll be happy with all that you do have. Yesterday is gone, and with it has gone all the influences that could make it different. Tomorrow is but a myth that we can colour with imagination. But today, this very moment, all is real. And for this moment, we live. And then that too is gone. Either seized upon and enjoyed, or wasted. And you can choose too, which reality is yours. And you will you not?